Thank you so much for joining us, Trevor.
Thanks for having me, Ruby.
Now, right off the bat, history and hip-hop, an unlikely duo, about as about as different as the characters of Hamilton and Burr themselves. Now, imagine your finance ministers debating in the cabinet, but it's a rap battle. What is it about this unexpected combination that, as the musical puts it, blows us all away?
I think it's exactly what you've just said, actually. It is the combination of just a whole lot of things that you don't expect coming together to create something that's incredibly innovative. It's theatrically innovative, it's musically innovative. It's changed theatre, which is why it won a Pulitzer Prize, which is generally only awarded to really high-end literature, you know. And this is a musical that has changed the art form as we know it and connected with a whole new generation. So, yeah, it tells a story that I think on paper looks incredibly boring. There's a little bit of civil war involved. That's always fun to stage, so maybe a bit interesting. But then there's a lot of debates about politics. But as you say, the genius of Lin-Manuel Miranda, by using rap and hip-hop, by using a really ethnically diverse cast. I saw Hamilton, I was lucky enough to see the original cast on Broadway. And, you know, there's something so important about having an African-American man playing George Washington, having the Schuyler sisters played by three women of diverse culture. It's colorblind casting at its best, and it just changes the game in so many ways.
Right, absolutely. Now, you spoke of high-end literature. There's been comparisons of the show's creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, to Shakespeare. Now, in other words, Lin takes hip-hop, the voice of today's people, and elevates it to poetry in the same way that Shakespeare did with iambic pentameter. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've done it over and over again. I still struggle to get it. Now, in doing so,
I'm very disappointed you didn't rap the intro.
Oh, God. I'm going to say it. I'm not a great rapper.
Oh, look, but I reckon you could have given it a good crack.
In the words of Kanye West, I am not a rapper. So,
yeah, okay. Fair.
Now, in doing so, he empowers the people by bringing out what's noble about their common tongue. Would you agree with this Shakespearean comparison?
Yes, I think so. And I mean, that's obviously a hugely lofty comparison because Shakespeare invented so much of our language. But I think in the same way Lin-Manuel does invent language, he invents rhyme, he takes ordinary things and throws so many words at them to make them sound extraordinary. He takes language and introduces us to it in new ways, you know, words that we have encountered a million times suddenly take on new meaning. Almost like, for me, this show is transformative. And, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm not really the target audience of this show in lots of ways because of the way the younger generation have jumped on it. But sitting above my desk, I've got inspirational quotes from Hamilton up above. I'm giving away too much of my real life, aren't I? You know, I'm not throwing away my shot. That people connect with these. I'm writing a PhD at the moment, so I've got the words, write like you're running out of time, write like you need it to survive, which is a direct quote from the musical, sitting above my desk. You know, there's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait. It's taking these things that seem almost trite out of context as lyrics, but when you put them on the greatest scope of history, as Shakespeare did with his historical plays, these words take on whole new meanings and a whole new importance. And of course, the other music theatre composer that gets compared to Shakespeare all the time is Stephen Sondheim, who transformed the Broadway musical in the 70s and 80s. And Lin-Manuel is often compared with Stephen Sondheim as well.
Yeah, of course. It's quite, I guess, revolutionary, one would say. Now, so we've got Hamilton coming to Sydney, and previously we had the Book of Mormon come to Sydney after so long. Now, do you think this kind of is a signifier of musical theatre interest growing in Australia, especially since we're so far from Broadway and West End?
Very much so. I think Australia, for a start, Broadway is undergoing what people are calling a new golden age, or a platinum age, actually, some of the writers are calling it, in terms of the way news stories are being told, and there's a renewed interest. And that's absolutely extending to Australia. We're seeing more main stage shows than ever. We're seeing more employment for music theatre performers. We're seeing more musical theatre performers being trained in our universities, and a huge growing public for musicals. People love these things that tell them there's a little bit of escapism about it, but it's also really, it's the sort of thing you can take your whole family to. You know, the grandparents can take their kids and their grandchildren and all go as a family and have an amazing theatrical experience and, you know, learn some things, but also be inspired by the music. I play in piano bars all the time, and seeing how many young people especially can rap every single word of this musical, and therefore their parents know every single word because they've been forced to listen to it in the car a million times, brings people together, and theatre does that. And in Australia, there's such a boom. We've got Waitress coming up later in 2020, which is another beautiful show that was the first show to have an all-female creative team, which is just so important in terms of the diversity that's coming through in theatre now, and Australia's certainly jumping on board.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Trevor.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for letting me talk about my favourite thing, which is musicals.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Ruby.